T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, we have all heard about the 1619 Project from the New York Times that basically says this country stinks, it's a racist country, your grandparents and your great-grandparents were racist, horrible people, and you probably are too. So now give us whatever we want. That's my synopsis. I'm sure they would push back on that, but I really do think that's what they're saying. President Trump has had about enough of it and is offering a counter to that. And I think it's responsible to actually have pride in the achievements of your country, especially with all the great things we've done in the last 50 years to try to be fair to all of our citizens. Brian Morgenstern is a special assistant to President Trump. He joins us now live from the White House to talk about President Trump's 1776 commission. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good morning, John. I'm doing great, and I'm so happy to be with you to talk about this very important project.
You know, tell me what this project is, because as I did the Google search last night, knowing I was going to talk to you, there's a lot of discussion here. So coming straight from the White House, what's the president's proposal?
So the president is very concerned about what he's seeing in terms of the 1619 Project and what Howard Zinn's sort of curricula have led to. It's led to parts of an entire generation really not being proud of our country and thinking that it's a bad place. And that's part of the reason he thinks that we're seeing riots and people really sort of not just trying to tear down statues in our history, but some of the foundations upon which our country was built, like the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And so he thinks it's very important to have alternative criteria, or curricula rather, patriotic education. And so the 1776 Commission is something that will have scholars, including gentlemen who are working on a terrific textbook of American history, that will be honest. It's going to talk about our achievements. It will recognize the darker parts of our history, but people will come away knowing that overall our country is a beacon of hope for the world. It has been a place where we've helped defeat fascism twice in the world wars. We defeated communism in the Cold War. We are a source of prosperity and hope for people, our people, and people all around the world. Our country is a great country, and people need to know it. So this commission will have scholars who are going to help develop curricula that will be used and available for schools around the country to use, because that's what the left has done. They've developed these corrosive, misleading curricula and made it available to schools. And unfortunately, they're being used in some places. So the president wants an alternative, patriotic education. So he's going to help do that.
And it's the critics are saying, OK, you're going to try to whitewash slavery. You're going to go back to the textbooks of perhaps the 40s that said slavery was happy African-American people, you know, toiling in the fields during the day and then singing spirituals at night, and just kind of whitewash it and move on. I don't get the impression that that's correct, but what's your response to that criticism?
No, that's not correct at all. The fact is that slavery, of course, was a scourge. However, our country fought a civil war to get rid of it. We are a model. You know, unfortunately, slavery has existed really throughout human history. This notion pushed by some on the left that it is a uniquely American institution is
our original sin, is what they keep saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's just false. I mean, it's sadly, slavery has existed for all of human history. America, thank God, fought a civil war to get rid of it. And now we are continuing to strive for equal justice under the law. And it's our founding documents, where all men are created equal, that allow us to keep striving for that more perfect union. Our country is a great influence in that regard. Our country is a place where we can continue to strive for equality. And if you want to tell me another country in the world that gives us better opportunities to do that, I mean, I got a bridge to sell you. You know, I mean, America is the place where we can continue to strive for a better life for all Americans. And that's what the message the president wants to cut through.
Yeah, it seems like we're kind of in a race against time here, because we do have a large group of people who are convinced that this is an evil place to live. How quickly can you craft this educational curriculum and these textbooks and have them vetted and engaged across the country? I mean, the Department of Education, do they just mandate that states pick up these books, or, you know, how does that work?
No, the commission is working swiftly. I mean, these scholars, including gentlemen who've already received a grant to continue their work, are going forward, you know, as we speak. They've already done a lot of this work. And the federal government's role is to provide this information, because we know that there are tens of millions, hundreds of millions of Americans who love our country and who want an accurate and patriotic view of the country in their education system. So people will adopt it, and our role really is to make it available and to shine light on the negative portrayals and why they are wrong. So this is proceeding. It has been proceeding. The president's announcement was really to highlight it, and then the commission will be formed very soon.
The other criticism that I read online last night was that the folks who were developing this are all unobjective non-scholars, that these are propagandists, that this is another example of the fascism of the Trump administration forcing a narrative down everyone's throats. How would you respond to that criticism?
I would respond they should look in the mirror. That's an outrageous criticism, and it's false. These scholars want to portray the country in an accurate life. And I would add that the purveyors of some of these other curricula, the 1619 Project and others, there have been a number of really renowned historians, not on the right, by the way, who came out and said, well, this is just factually wrong. It's just wrong. It's pushing an agenda. So that's what they are trying to do. We're trying to get politics out of history and just accurately portray the great achievements of the United States and how much of a positive influence we have been for our citizens and for the world.
Very good point that the New York Times rarely chooses to go back on what it's printed, and they did have to do that with some of the elements of their big 1619 project, which was kind of embarrassing, and that's been swept under the rug. I appreciate you pointing that out to everybody before they accept what's printed in the New York Times as gospel. Brian Morgenstern is special assistant to President Trump, joining us live from the White House this morning, talking about the 1776 commission. We'll keep our eyes on it, Brian. I really appreciate you illuminating these plans and kind of pushing back on some of the hostility that's out there. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you having me. This is a really important conversation for parents, especially, and school children all around the country. So thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.